shita about Hatmana, which was rejected by just about everybody. We saw that Hachzara has two different reasons why it's Usur. One is, again, Shem Michat and Begacholim, and one is Nirek and Mavasha. Then we had another Isa, which we call, for shorthand, Hanokha, Hanokha Lechatchila. There we saw, again, Tosis and Aflamet Chesim and Vey says the reason is Shem Michat and Begacholim again. And the Balamor and the Tosis Arash, both of whom had said that Hachzara is also Shem Michat and Begacholim, they say they switch sides. And they say it's also because of Nirek and Mavasha. Those three this year, the kids are numerous. Right? Good. Now we come to something very, very fascinating. We saw the Tosfos says on that Lamed Vav Amud Beis, a Chiddush, that is an Isha of Achzara on Erev Shabbos. Remember that? The bottom Tosfos. Where did he get it from? Beisilam Machzirin, Afilu B'Shabbos Machzirin, Kerev B'Gemara, right? Dibir Machzirin, Machzirin, Afilu B'Shabbos. What do you mean? What do you mean? Achzara is only Shabbos. So it says, no. The last part of Friday is considered a different level of chumrah with respect to the use of Achzara. And therefore, to put something back on an open fire, let's say the last 10 minutes of Shabbos, half an hour of Shabbos, maybe machlokes between 2 days and Tosfos. Is it as long as it takes this thing to get hot, as long as it takes them just ice cold to get hot, 2 days, but that last snippet of Friday, we say there's an Isra of Achzor. Got it clear? This is what. So we said that should only work according to Shita Satosis. Because the Rabbeinu Tam says, don't put it back the last minute before Shabbos, Shemichat and Bishabbos. Behold, that Achzor with Nerek and Mavashal should be impossible. So the Ram said, Ram made fun of this Tosis. Beshabbat, let's see the Ram one more time. You always have to chazer. Have to constantly chazer. Right at the beginning of the third parak, the kasul b'tosis. You have my print on this page, Mem Hey. The old print looks like it's Tes Vav Amud Beis. The kasul b'tosis. All right, if you have my print, it's a new paragraph, bottom right. Mem Hey, the old stuff is halfway between Beis Shammai and Hik Bichu. To me, the Beis Shammai Asri ki Hai Gavna, I feel the begrufa nishma the Beis Hillel. So close to Shabbat it's also. Lo nearly came. Should the Beis Shammai the Tamayu Azli the Boil Bechulim Malach Hashanah Masim Bal Yom Im Yasim Mixas Masim Shalom Kol Mishach Hashem. Avol Besilah the Matir Bechulim the Hashem. As we saw this Mishnah last week on Thursday, I think it's Yud Zayin Amud Beis going over to Yud Chesam and Aleph. Kedisa the Perakama. I feel the Ein Shos Biyom Kedelis Chamim Shari. Watch this now. Mishmachi, I'm reading on the Gemara of Divrei on Machzirin. Machzirin, I feel it b'Shabbos. What does that mean? Obviously, Mishum de lahachzir samach lechashecha lo itzrich lehu lebeis Hillel. The habachol amalachas kulin in matir min mashemesh. Ela mishum de chazar de Shabbos gufei di itzrich leflugei. What's he saying? Kuan to Beis Shammai is one thing. Beis Shammai is what about Erev Shabbos? The Divrei Yom HaMachzirin, which is Beis Hillel, is a field of Beis Shabbos because there's nothing to talk about before Shabbos. Before Shabbos is head to Gemara. That's how Iran understood those words, those six magical words in the Gemara. Divrei Yom HaMachzirin, I keep saying Machzirin, a field of Beis Shabbos. That's the six words called. Okay. So far, so good? It's open to the Mordechai. I hope you all have the book. Who has the old print? Who has the new print? Who has the old print? No one has the old print? Even that. Good. Let's all find it together. It's a Haggos Mordechai. It's quite a lengthy piece in Haggos Mordechai. I'll try to show it to you over here. On page Lamites. Oh, Lamites Malachas. Page Lamites, column 1 on the bottom. Make sure everyone gets the place before I start reading. It's a significant citation. Everybody with me? Lama test, column 1, towards the bottom. Okay. I'm reading you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 9 lines. Aval Chazara Hayne Shemeniach as Akdeira Gabekira, Savach Lecha Sheikha, like Tosfos, not on Shabbos, even Friday, Shlo Yarisipik Biyom, Delatiach im Hoysetz Onenes, the more Chomedic version, that had it been cold, that's, you had a brother with a black soup, right? If it would have been cold, would it have gotten warm enough before Shabbos, right? A different story, we'll get to that. Aval gabe gorah bekotum mutar afal pi shakira yichama mut laniach shem lachatchila sam lachashecha. Whoa! To put it on a gorah bekotum can be maniach lachatchila. Now the word hanach lachatchila is a term of art. It means you take it off the floor. Not a hachzara. Hachzara, you tear it, you hold it on, you put it right back. You put it on the floor, you take it out from scratch. That's called hanochel lechatchila. So the klar in agos monachim, hanochel lechatchila on gorah pekotum is mutar on erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, Rabbi Yosef say it's also. That's the beforeish gemara of lamed chesem and beis. Let me keep one hand here in the monach. I have to review the gemara because if you don't review the gemara, you 101 times, right? Lamed Chesem and Beis. How'd the page begin? The Devar Mavzirin, Mavzirin Afila B'Shabbos. Skipping a little bit. Lo Shonim Ela Kishonim B'Yodo. Avi Nichan Agave Karka Osor. Zog Rashi. Why is it Osor? Lavzir, the Batele. He has the word Atmanu, substitute the word Shehir. The Esmol, Tavim Kemashe. Lechatchila, we have the word maniach lechatchila. Okay, let's just took out the word hatmana because the Rashi is unique sheet. Fine. Well, then it says what? Odom biyodo. Is it also required? Odom biyodo, datal lahavzir, should be, datal lahavzir, put on the kark, it's no good. You didn't have much to put it back, it's no good. Why not? It's not called achzar, it's called anocha lechatchila. Anocha lechatchila on Shabbos is no good even though it's a covered fire. We're discussing a covered fire. Marzir is only a covered fire. We saw it in the Naflam and Vav. Magzir to a covered fire, but Hanochel Metchila is also even to a covered fire. Clear? Klar? You got a klar? Says Agos Morahim, but not a Friday. Even though Hachzara on an uncovered fire on Friday is also, but Hanochel Metchila on a covered fire on Friday is Mutter. Often Agos Morahim, we just read it, correct? So far, so good?
I'm talking about the Kiddush here that.
That would then last half an hour Friday, whatever it may be. You can't heat up something cold. He got it straight, because it's very important to see that that's what he said. You see, he may actually be backing out in the next line. I'm so sorry. Got to see what he said. Okay? Fine. Rabbos say vayta. Again, repeat it a second time. Aval agabe gar fekotum, mutter, okay? Even though it's samach lechashecha, it's hanocha metchila, it's mutter. This is beferish, it's mutter. Fine. Now, v'heicha d'hoisa kvar al akira v'heisira misham v'tofa sakadeira v'yodo shlonich al gabi karka shori l'chatzir afilu b'shabas k'beis hillel t'shori l'achzir afilu b'shabas. So far so good? This is obvious. No, he's talking about a case where you have a situation, you was on the kira, right, and you took it away and you didn't put it on the ground. You put it back. That's exactly what's mutter. Hachzara on a kira guf of tuma is exactly what's mutter. What's your question? That is what's mutter. What's usher on Shabbos? Usher on Erev Shabbos last half hour. This is mutter even on Shabbos. Kavachomer mutter on Erev Shabbos. But now watch. Miwi guf of tzarachin has misgivings. His misgivings are gosh Mordechai. Why? In mutter la niach hakdeir lechatchila. Agabi Gruf of Tumba Sama the Hashaykha. The Dilma Lo Sharina Nafil Mibod Yom. El Lahapsir. Avalaniach Atchila. Lo. Veloshin Chazara Mash Mahachi. What does it say? The Debe of Magzir and Magzir and Afil Bishabbos. Right? It's according to the Toys Sheet notes. It's in the Mordecha. There's even a problem in Arab Shabbos. So Hakzara is Mutter and Shabbos and on Arab Shabbos. But Anoka, on a covered fire, which is usher on Shabbos might be usher on Shabbos, right? Shekfar hoysa shabbos hoysa lachzira. Vod mi bel yom dumid the Shabbos. Uv Shabbos also la nicha gam imechem lechatchila. Ela hafzal also mechem hafzal shehusra misham. Okay, Adkan. So he's having misgivings. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe it's not so pashut. That's what I want to talk about today. What's this law? What's going on? What's this all about? And this is how this is really halacha lemaisa. Because although there are more, we saw the Rama last week on Thursday, says, you know, this chum of Tosfos, you should try to keep it. B'shas l'klak, you don't have to keep it, but we should try at least initially to keep it. Does that extend to this case? Could be we don't keep it. Could be a mother will take a cold kugel right before she lights candles and she'll put it on the blech. The Mordechai goes when I start off by saying it's no problem, but the end is saying, ooh, not so simple. Tzorach here. Follow me so far? This is a very, 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 very serious question. Now, at the beginning, what did Gos Mordechai say? It's mutter. Why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I think he says it's mutter. Because he holds, like the Balamor, what did the Balamor say? The Balamor said, Tosfos Rosh, that Hakzoras also Shem Yechad the Big Echolim. Right? Take back the Rosh. Balamor. All the things in the Mishnah is what? Shem Yechad HaBeg HaCholim. That's in the Mishnah. But in Ochem Etchil, which is not in the Mishnah, the Gemara, that's Shem Yechad HaBeg HaCholim. We saw the Balamor. We have to chazar too. Everyone remembers it? Want to see it again? See it again. Okay, see it again. I've also turned to the Balamor. You have to look at two places in the Balamor. First, the very beginning of the parak. It gives his anti-Rashi campaign. Just look how he phrases it. Page Mem Gimel by us. Tchilas kol davar ta torah chadash ba mishnah es hashnius in zeh chol hashmuos hashmuos alein be gemara ein be mishamat mona klal. Forget it. Shalom kedei be Rashi. Rashi's wrong. Okay. But then the last line of column one. Kol shel machmir also ba be metanah be kiyush kim be zeh einen el mishum zeh shem yechad be gecholim. And he quotes Rabbi Nachananel. Don't do that, mana. Fine. Shem Yechad the Begachol. Terrific. That's here. But later on, the Balamor says, "Will we discuss the Sugad Aflamet Chesamid Beis?" That's on page Nun. Page Nun. Okay. Is the right page? Yeah. Sorry, page Memches, column 2 on top. Continue Hakzar has top shilam and foolish big more than Flamet Chesam at base. She moved the bottom of the other of Nikhakaka, also Bishop the Nirik and Mavash of Kil Bashabas. But he said before, everything is what? No. Everything is what? Shemi Yachata. Everything but. But in the Mishnah, this is not in the Mishnah, it's in Gemara, it's Nirik and Mavash. Okay, nearly. Okay. That's the Balamor sheet. Now, Shoz the Balamor, we understand very well that the Isser of Hachzara, which is Shemi Yechate, can apply late Friday afternoon. You put it there on Friday, it'll be Mechate on Shabbos. But if the covered fire, now what about Shemi Yechate? You covered the fire, so you're not going to be covered. It's covered, you can't be Mechate while it's covered. Only problem is what? Nirikim Mevashim. Nirikim Mevashim does not apply on Friday. So therefore, you can put the stuff, your mother can put the kugel left before she lights candles, put a cold kugel from the freezer. Mom's from the freezer. We know that good balabosses have things in the freezer. Right? Put the freezer on the black and light candles. No problem. No way that can get hot in time for it. It's the freezer. By the time you come back from shul, geschmack a kugel, delicious. No problem. So I go some more. It's based on the balabora. It's pashup shot. Pashup Shah. Now, what was his suffix, though? He had to dig in the lush a little bit at first glance. The only thing that's coming out of a suffix is the quantity of Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says the Yisra of Achzara is what? Is Shem Yechad HaBegachol. It applies even when? Late Friday afternoon. All right? So maybe Hanukkah is also. We saw the Tarsus Yeshanim on the little print, the Flamet Chesim Beis, that says Pinim Amechel Amechel. The whole Gemara there is still Shem Yechad. The Tosfos are the diehards. They never switch teams. Everything is Shem Yechad. Shehiya, and Hachzara, and Hanocha. They never heard of the Rekha Mavasha. It's not found anywhere in Shas. Shemi Chata, we found in Shas. They never found in Shas. Tosis are more loyal to the Talmud Bavli. Don't give me new reasons. Okay, then a clear could be. Oh, we say with Ramach with Chachzor right before Shabbos, maybe Hanukkah as well. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe. Or something, maybe something different. What's Taka the reason for Hanukkah? If the reason is Derek Mavashal's obviously mother. If the reason is Shemi Yechateh, then it should be also the same as Chachzor is also. So the subject will be one of two things. Either it's for sure Shem Yechateh, do we equate Hanukkah with Hachzara? Or no. The subject is it Shem Yechateh or Nerikah Bevashah? Because if it's Nerikah Bevashah, it's for sure Mutter. If it's Shem Yechateh, it's for sure also the same as Hachzara. Either way. Fine. Good. So far, so good. Now we turn back to the Rush. Critical line in the Rush on both sides. Perek Gimel Siman Beis. Perek Gimel Siman Beis.
If it's
seen as
Aser,
Shabbos,
should
Kidr Chayse
be
Aser? Leave that Kidr Chayse without a prayer. We'll get to it one of these days. Perek Gimel Siman Beis. The very, very end. It's page Chof Ches in our print. Very end. Okay. Mamish, the last three lines, the column two. Varav Sheshes the Amar Magzir and after Shabbos Koi, that the entire idea of Odo Biodo that the Magzir is going on Rav Sheshes the Magzir and after Shabbos. Al Mivod Yom Magzir and Bechol Inyan. By day, it's never a problem. Sounds like he's saying what that God's Mordechai said at the beginning, right? There's never a problem on Friday afternoon until Shabbos starts. Wait a second. But the Rosh had a whole Arichas and Siman Aleph like Tarsus. Did we see that on Thursday? I think we saw it. Maybe we did. Turn to Siman Aleph. Wait a minute. No, it's in Siman Beis. Excuse me, it's Siman Beis right over here. Take a look. The second line of the second column. Felish the Magzir and after Shabbos Mashu Achid the Chihechid the Pligi b'Shabbos Pligi b'Yerem Shabbos. Can there be Yerem Shabbos? Nami Afilu who will say Achosel Amzir Kolit. So wait a minute. When it came to Achzor on an open fire, he's Machol like Tosfos. Now he's saying, in the case of what of Hanochem Etchila on a covered fire, it's no problem on Friday. Fine. So I go to Mordechai said at the very beginning. So the Rush confirms the wisdom that goes to Mordechai at the beginning without his being Supik at the end. That's a simple read. Until you get to the Korban Nisan. Korban Nisan al Os Mem. Eina Perush, what I just said. You just slugged me up. Eina Perush. I feel the Samach L'Kashecha. Look for Masik the Rav Sheish and Sova the Beisil also the Hatz the Samach L'Kashecha Bashir and my Akash is Chavim and Tavshul Kodam Shabbos. Ela Kol Levizman Azev Achzim B'chol Inyan. Oh, man. Doesn't mean Bevod Yom. It means Bevod Yom, old Yom. It's a long, long, long time before the Yom starts. Oh, man, I would never say that, Pshah. V'hochi dayek lishna v'dlo koma davka ha-Shabbos koi. Ha-lev erev Shabbos no to levav z'kol ha-Yom. B'chol inyin. K'nama le'al v'lo z'pashu k'otzog. V'yom, sayinan, lach perusho l'kamon perek b'metonim simen beis, ilo tayim v'hochi, kashin divi rabbeinu ha-adodi ayin shom. Look at Perek Dalet Siman Beis. You'll see I'm right. Take a look. It looks bad. It's bad news. Looks like he's right. Perek Dalet Siman Beis. Watch this. Okay, it's halfway. Beis starts with the words Yesh Makomos. Where it's halfway down to the bottom, it says Al. In brackets, Ksas Kosha Al Min Hogam Shagorfin and Misalkin is Akhtera of a Medakhtikin Hecha Menichanosa, put on the ground, right? Ulachad Lishna, the Rab Chiskim, Mash Mishmeder, Abai, the Kinam, the Menele, El Perakiva, the Lachesim, and Base, Menichagabe Kaka, Habishadat, the Lahav, Zer Osur, V'afilu b'yerim Shabbos Nami also the Hachzor Mishnah is the El Mefurish that it's also the way that goes Mordechai said at the end Tzorachin. So how do you reconcile the steer between the rush and the rush? Said the Kovan Asanel, you must stop to say when he said Mivol. He said what did he say? Everything's booked in Mivol Yom. He means Mivol Old Yom. 3 hours before it gets dark, so everything cold couldn't have become hot. Ad kan divrei Hakorban Asanel Lechora. He's there's no other way out. There's no other way out. Because it's going to be prohibited according to the rush, not permissible, but rather prohibited. So suggests the Korban Asanel Lechora. There's no way out. How else can we get out of this problem? How else can we get out? This is impossible to get out. Okay, we can suggest that. We can suggest that. However, one can have a different suggestion. Over here, remember, Tosus, the Russian Perek Dalet, is not speaking in his own name. Yesh Mekoymers, the meaning this way, meaning that way. Maybe he's not quoting himself. By the way, everyone has a Mishnah Berurah in front of them? How many of you have a regular Shulchan Aruch in front of them? Raise your hand. A regular Shulchan Aruch. Almost everybody. Good. So I'm going to show you a regular Shulchan Aruch. Please turn to the Vilna Gaon, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkata Nun Aleph. If you don't have it, you'll find the same thing in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkata Nayan Beis. But I want to show it in the original source first. If you don't, yeah, we'll get to the second, the one who quotes it in a minute. Always good to look things up in the original. I should tell people, I should also try to bring it from now on, bring it in the tour. The tour is also very important. Those who have a tour of Ben Yosef, we can put it on the screen. If you have it in the original, it's always much better. Okay. So in Reish Nun Gimel, the Vilna Gaon, Sifkot Nun Alf. Okay? Sif base. Oh, some of the Gaons don't have numbers. They just have two maskels. Okay. It's the Tibra Maskel, V'yesh Mekilin. Okay. Let's read the Ramah first. Chazar and the Ramah. Yesh Omrim. The Kol Shu Samach L'Chashecha. Oh, Samach L'Baruch Hu. We saw that, right? Shu Kabbalah Shabbos L'Dinan. And we Samach L'Kach. Shem Nitzdan in Akder Yesh L'Aticha Mibod Yom. Dino Kamo Shabbos Atzmo. V'yesh Mekilin Bazeh. Right? Says the Vilna Gaon. Yesh Mekilin Bazeh. Rav. We saw the Rav this earlier today. We saw it Thursday too. The Yavshal the Melami Beishama the Beisila, the Beishama the Tamayu, the Kol, Shosu Beishabas, Osu Abbe Yavshabas, Yizam and Beis Masnissim. Pazel Shekosav, Afilu Beishabas, the Saka Daitok, the Chule Alma Svirlu, the Osu Beishabas, Rak Pligi Be'erev Shabas, that you would have thought that way, okay? The Azli Kolecha Lishitose, Keniska Liel. Now, what does that mean? Oh. So, in order to understand what it means in Mamaloshin, let's turn to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Ayin Beis. Reish Nun Gimel Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Ayin Beis. Imusamach Kokach, right? Hayim afilu u'konim shkiyas hachama is zman dinikim abishavas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, watch this now, it's critical. V'hayinu rak le'inyan debi'inan grufa k'tuma kim abishavas. Okay. Aval le'inyan daito l'harza shoniach aga mekarka lo be'inan zeh. Who said so? Tos v'shavas v'agro b'shem harosh. Stop right here. Stop right here. He's saying that there's no problem to take it off the fire from the freezer, I told you. From the freezer and put it on a blech on just before Shabbos. Oh. Now, if you find let's see. When the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon, it may be Sifkot Nun Aleph. Sifkot Nun Aleph is just going on the general rule of Yesh Mekilin on the Ran. not discussing our particular case of Hanacha Metchila and Kiruluf Ketuma. So, where is it? You have to help me out now. He says, Bir Agra B'Shem Harash. Okay? Did I read it correctly? Did I read it right? So now you have to find it for me. Where's the Gra B'Shem Harash? Where's the Gra quarter Rosh here, Rabosai? In the wrong place here, apparently. We'll find it.
Lebarco.
Oh, the word Lebarco?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, you're right. It's Sifkat Nun, not Nun Aleph. I stand corrected. Sifkat Nun. For those who have the Dibur Maskil, it's Dino. Lav Dafka. El the Oser B'She'eino Gerufa Ketuma. Don't say it's the same exactly as Shabbos. Ala B'Gerufa Muta B'Chol Inyan. Ben Chiluk, Ben Nichol Rabbi Kakel, Old Miyadov, Moshe Kotzav Rosh Hashan, Perek Gimel, Simin Beis. Whose pshat is he giving? Not the Korban Asanos pshat. But why are you doing Perek Dalet? Rebbein Shalayla, Perek Dalet. The Af Al Gad the Perek Dalet Simin Beis. Lo Kosav Kain. No. Shom Hetik Lashon Atosus and Shabbos Memches. Ukidarko. Aber bei Atzmo Spirle de Mutter. Kanal. How do you like that? How do you like that? The Rosh himself is Mekil. He quotes in that Perek Dal in the opinion of Tosfos, but he himself holds its mutter. V'yesh raya l'zeh mi'Yerushalmi shah. What do Yerushalmi? Netola mi'bod yom, ma'gzir mi'bod yom. Mishech ha'shecha, ma'gzir mishech ha'shecha. Netola mi'bod yom, v'kidish olav ha'yom. Hamido ba'aret asur. You put it on the ground, it's asur. Aval bahanach, he didn't put it on the ground. Mutar b'chol inyan. What does b'chol inyan mean? No matter what. No matter when you took it off on Friday, put it back on Friday, took it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. There's no issurim whatsoever. As long as the fire is covered. The only time it's Hamido Ba'aretz is a problem is the Ptolemy Bod Yom V'Kidah Shalav Ayom. Well, that happens with the Ranchi. We'll get to that a little bit later. Slow. Okay. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. We have a Machloikis over here between the Korban Asanel and the Vilna Goyen. What will the real Rush please stand up? The steerman, two Rushes. So the Goyen says the real Rosh is in Perek Gimel. Perek Dal is only quoting a Tosfos. And the Korban Asanel, you can't say that. You have to reinterpret Tosfos in Rosh and Perek Gimel. Bojo means way before Bojo, not the last half an hour or so. Got it so far? So far, so good. Mishra Pasa to Vilna Goyen. It's very important. Now, I have a problem. Usually we have the Vilna Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, right? That's the Vilna Goyen. Have a kash. If the Rosh held, Rabosai, if the Rosh held like Tosfos all the way, that the Shaila of Hanochem, the Easter of Erev Shabbos, is what? Not Shemichat the Begacholim. When we saw the Rosh, the Chazar again. Open to the Rosh again. Paragimel Simon Beis. One more time. When the Rosh had the Gzeirah, he didn't say the same as Tosfos. Tosfos said Shemichat the Begacholim. That's not what he said. What did the Rosh say? Paragimel Simon Beis. It's column 2, page Chav Ches. End of the narrow lines. Says as follows. Kay Nami Bodjom to also the Hakzir, Hainu Akash and Nigma Bishula Menicho Mes Halakira, Ada Erev, Laksakoma, in the Tala Osman Akira Oslam Sira to Shabbos. Vekula Chada Gzeirahi. The Keva then is Mashalas Ola Akira. Havikas Chola Shehia. Isharina Lahaks and he brought you home. So he seems to be answering it on Friday, not what, because you're afraid that he's going to be mechatah b'gecholim on Shabbos, but rather what? You're afraid he's going to put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Which presumably he holds, you may not do. Let's chazer again. So it's a gzeira erev Shabbos, not otu mechata b'Shabbos, but otu hachzara b'Shabbos. Now we have to look carefully because he starts off by saying he's talking according to Beis Shammai. Now why is who cares Beis Shammai? Says the Kabbalah Sadal Chof. Cost of zelim to Beis Shammai initial the Beis Hillel to be ena grufa. V'chein mashma, baramazim. What's ramazim mean? The kids of Pisgah Rosh. Who wrote the kids of Pisgah Rosh? Who wrote it?
Sure.
Keep that in mind. Okay. Let's read. V'mein agruf v'ktuma. This is in column 2 of the Pisgah Rosh here. Afilu b'bod yom. Achash enigma kol vishul akdeir. V'menicha v'omenes al kakira. Adair v'achzakoma. In the Tola Osman Akira, also the Akzira, Afilibot of Rasagas, Imukokach, what? Erev? So close to the night. Shavayakala Yachal Atirim about Yom. Kona Baruch. The kid said, that's not just Beis Shammai. From Beis Shammai, we learned to Beis Hillel. Okay? So now I have the following very powerful question. If the Rosh held, like Tosfos, at the Easter of Erev Shabbos is Shema Yechata B'Shabbos, so I understand very well. You cover the fire. There's no Shema Yechata B'Gachom. There's Tosfos Rosh Lashitoso. We saw already on Thursday. It's only a question of Nirek and Mavash. But there's no Nirek and Mavash on Friday. Huh? But if we see the Russians saying it to the Xer for a different reason, Shema Yasa came B'Shabbos out. What you're doing on Friday, may do it on Shabbos. So the Rosh could just as easily have said, like as the Kabbalah Sadol said, he said, it's usur to put it from the fridge, from the freezer, onto a blech on late Friday, lest you put it onto the blech on Shabbos. The same exact action. Don't do it on Friday, lest you do it on Shabbos. The same action, not Shem Yechat to the Shabbos. So why did the Rosh say, if the Vilna Gaon is right, his own personal opinion, which it seems to be pushed by the prayer gimel, that's mut at the last minute, take a kugel out of the freezer and put it on the blech, we should make a gzeira, you'll do the exact same thing on Shabbos, which you know how to do. I'll say it one more time. If the Rosh had held, you can't do something on Friday, lest you be mechata b'gacholim on Shabbos, I understand very well, if you cover the fire, there's no shem yechata, so there's no gzeira on Friday. But if the Rosh is holds there on Friday, lets you do the same thing you do on Friday, you do that on Shabbos, we just saw that, Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, so why does he say it's mutter to put something on from the freezer onto a blech on late Friday? He may do the exact same thing on Shabbos. After all, the Rosh did say that if you have an uncovered fire, you may not place a pot which you just took off back on that uncovered cover on Friday. Why not? Because you may do the exact same thing on Shabbos. Here too. Don't put the kugel from the freezer onto the blech. You may do the exact same thing on Shabbos. Yes, sir.
And we can't answer gzera to gzera.
Oh, says the type, says the Rosh. V'kula chada gzera. Why did he ask you on Friday? Kula chada gzera. So if kula chada gzera will work to answer Hachzara on an open fire on late Friday, why won't it work to Aser Anocha on a covered fire late Friday? That's the kasha. I'm going to say my kasha. It's a gevaldige kasha. Gevaldige kasha. I have a gevaldige teretz. The teretz is as follows. Keep the words Kula chada gzeira he in mind. If something is a gzeira, they made a gzeira not to do it on Shabbos, they can make, extend the gzeira to late Friday. But if something is asked to Mishim Malacha, they never heard of a case where you can't do Malacha on Shabbos, can't do Malacha late Friday. So how do you drive your car on late Friday? Maybe you shouldn't, that's all that. But we drive cars late Friday. You never can say you can do that on Shabbos. Are you kidding? No such thing. The Rosh Lashitaso. The Rosh holds that Hachzara is Shem Yechad HaVigacholim. Kula Chod HaGzera. Because Shem Yechad HaGzera is also HaGzera. But Hanoch on the covered fires and the Tosa Sirosh is also. Why? Nimsa Mavashel, which means Nirekim Mavashel. That's not HaGzera. That's a Malacha Derabonon. It's not HaGzera. There's a distinction between HaGzera and a Malacha. The Nirekim Mavashel is the Malacha Derabonon. Like as if the Rabbanon would be considered like Bishul. Then once you say that, no way you can answer it on Friday. Impossible. They shouldn't drive a car late Friday either. They shouldn't write a pen. Shouldn't do any late Friday. Chazal never made a din that a malacha that you're not allowed to do, but a malacha deraisa, the malacha derabanan, that you may not do on Shabbos, you may not do late Friday. Im Hashemesh, Tosef Shabbos, 2 minutes, that's it. Im Hashemesh is 2 minutes. Rav Moshe said this, she has 2 minutes. Where do you get it from, I think? It's Mishnah. It takes 2-point-something minutes for the sun to go down. Im Hashemesh, from the top to the bottom. Bottom to the top, I should say. No, no, 2 minutes since those seven shops. Yeah.
So are you saying that near Tarbashal really is bad than Malacha Drabah?
Correct.
Time there.
Correct. And that's why it's what they're on late Friday afternoon. That's what the Vilna Gaon is going to have to learn. There's no alternative. Yes?
Just clarification. What's the difference between Shehiyah and the scene on Arab Shabbos?
Okay. Shehiyah is at a time that if it was cold, it could heat up before Shabbos. That's called Shia. That could be 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But if the sun... But the sunset this past Shabbos, I think 4:35. Is that correct? So, from approximately 4 o'clock on, I'm giving you an estimate, from 4 o'clock on, the cooker from the freezer, even from room temperature, maybe we can cook faster, I don't know. You tell me how long it takes to get something which is room temperature to get hot. On a blech, we got to the blech layer. Depends on how hot it is. Give me an approximation. 20 minutes. Half an hour. Good. So I said 4 o'clock, not a basement. So from 4 o'clock and on, he's a cook. You understand? From 4 o'clock and on, he shouldn't be putting it on an open fire because that's called hanukkah. It's called Hachzara. Even if you just took it off, put it right back on, you're not allowed to do that. But if you took it from the freezer and put it on a carbon fire, it's okay. What's the difference? Here, Xera, there, Xera, everywhere, Xera, there. No, this is not Xera. This is a Malacha Derabbanan. Yeah.
Why would we say that there's a Malacha Derabbanan as opposed to saying it's a Chashash of Maris Ayin?
It is a kind of a Maris Ayin, Nirik of a Vashel. That's not regular Maris Ayin. Chazal Matakim. It looks like cooking. We're going to give it a status of cooking on a rabbinical level. That's what Nirekim Avashal means. We'll see soon in the other nafkaminas as well. Rabbos, you got it so far? The Chiddush Gadol Me'od, I just told you. Very big Chiddush. You got it? I think it's MS Lamid. Again, I'm defending the Vilna Gaon. So the Korban Asana says it's not that way. Not that way. Fine. Rabbos, if that's the case, we now have a Psak LaHalacha. A Psak LaHalacha. We are B'nai Ashkenaz, we follow the Rama. B'nai Svar, they follow the Mechaber, a different part. The Mechaber says, like the Ran, and the other Chachmei Svar, Shia is also, we saw Hashem Yechad the Begacholim, Hachzor and Kavachomer Hanokha is also Kizanirik and Mavasha. We saw it already on Thursday. Rabbi Natam, the other way. Someone tells us Islam and Chesed base. Everything is Shem Yechad the Begachol. Everything. But there are more Lefiyah Mishnah Berurah V'Biragro, two big people split like the Balamor and the Tosfos of Rashi we saw on Thursday. Namely, Shehiyah and Achzara is Shem Yechad the Begachol. Therefore, we should try to be Machmer late Friday afternoon on Achzara and open fire. But Hanukkah is Nirek and Mevashel. And there come a vashel on a covered fire. On a covered fire, and there come a vashel doesn't apply on a Friday afternoon at all. A psak lahalacha. A psak lahalacha. Kane nira li. Now, Mr. Brewer is not helping me out too much over here, because he quotes all the reasons everywhere. Take a look in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin over here. Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. I think we saw this already on Thursday. See it again. See it again. What does it say? Mishavu et Lamed Zayin. The Ein Sarach Lezeh means Guf Aktuma. Oh, why? To mirzik im avashel im ein agrufa. Who's he called? Who's explaining it? This is the mechaber. The mechaber has two days. The first day is like the rabbanan against Chananya, and the viyesh omrim is like Chananya. Let's take a look at the mechaber himself. Okay. Read the Mechaber himself, only from the Yesham, because we're going to see, we're Ashkenaz, we follow the Yesham. The Yesham, the end of the second line in this page, Chof Halaf and Beis, 42. The Choshen is Bashel, Chamacha Ben Dusoi, Pi Rishem Adam, Shayol, Kom Bechol, Ozun is Bashel, Kol Tzorko, Yisro Jesse James. Oshin is Bashel, Kol Tzorko, Mitzam, Levi Yopalo. Come back to that later. Mutal Hashol, Saga Bekira, or Afila Gabi Tanur, Afilu husk begeves v'yetsin, afilu gruf v'ktuma. That's Chananya. So husk a gruf v'ktuma, husk bekash v'kvava, ela, shehizkul l'spashav l'yagir l'machal ben dusoy, yes, v'chein, linen him not like there, v'yolel, v'ol achzir, v'yolel, v'shabes, v'shisiv beis, achzor, fine. What's the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Brura, explain the Mechaber, nirik l'vash. Footnote, Lamed Zayin, Rashi, on the Mishnah, v'oran, we saw the Ran held that way, Uvesepa Yosher, he said the Kach being a group of Tumah Vishum, Shunot Lemin Ayesh Pomer Shemitzanenes Ksas, Vechashinen Shemichata Bechazarosa. This Rabbi Natan, she tells the Tosla on the other days. Everything is near. So he quotes both reasons. So I'm going to give you a lump of Shabshat in the both reasons. The Mechaba holds is Nerekim Bevashim. It's Beferish. The Mechaba holds Nerekim Bevashim. So therefore, he puts in on top Lamazai Nerekim Bevashim. The footnote, the Sharatzian, is another reason, which Ramal, Trump, but he's not explaining the Ramal, he's explaining the Mechaber. He didn't even mention it on top, because the Mechaber doesn't hold from that. Fascinatingly, Rabosai, in Simon Shin Yud Ches, Mishnah Brua Sif Koton Tzadi Ches, give a look, Shin Yud Ches Tzadi Ches in Mishnah Brua. Here we go. Page Kuf Lamed Ches. In those Nagabi Agaba Mamish on the fire, Avshem Bo Yisrael the rice of the two of Bishul, Akaponim Asim and Rabbanon. Why? Neshem Nirek and Vashel, Vigam the host of the Chaz of Vigachol. Both made it, both are on top. Why both on top? Before you had one on the bottom. Now he's going with the Ramah. The Ramah holds, in my opinion, he holds really of only the second one, frankly. He quotes this from the Rosh, Peregimel Simon Yud. Shemich, that's it's nira. Excuse me, Shemichat the Bigacholim. And who's nira Kavavashel? The Rashba and the Ran. So we happen to pass in the second reason, but he has both reasons on top because he explained the Rambam. That's just a little maybe. Rabbi, say, haven't got it so far. So far, you with me so far? Now we come to the next crisis. Amira Lenachri. You know the general rules. What's the rule of Amir Lenachri knew? It's all usually Aser. Shvus to Shvus. The Makam Tzara Gadol. The mitzvah is okay. I'll show it to you in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Zayin Sif Hei. Let's take a look. There's a famous principle. I'm sure you know about it from your real life experience. Shin Zayin Sif Hei. Dov Hashem Malacha. Ven Oslas V'shalas L'mishim Shvus. Mutal Yisrael L'om Alein Yehuda L'mishim Shabbos. Mitzvah choli, tzorech harbe, or mitzvah. Right? So some say it's osur, some say it's mutter. Some is not even by the rices for mitzvah. Fine. So far, so good. What about an hour situation? Take a look at both sides in the Ramah in Sifhei. Resh Nun Gimel Sifhei. Resh Nun Gimel Sifhei. It's the last line and a half of page Chav Gimel and Beis with a small tzadi dal of Mishnah Berurah. Chol advarim she'osu lasos b'dvarim elu osu lomu l'ein yudu lasos. Chin osu lomu l'ein yudu lachim akadeirem nitzanein and Moshe came also the Ochla, if he looks on it, he's a Knas. Fine, a whole discussion. What I can't do, what Goy can't do. Says the Be'alocha Lehochem. With me, Tofa. Afilu Dove Yavash and his Bashal Mikvarav and his Tanah Lagamit. It's no Yisir of Bishal, because he ain't Bishal like a Bishal. Af the Ein Bo, next page, Mishim Chashash Bishal out, as it says, Shin Chesiv Tazvav, ain't Bishal like a Bishal. Afilu Hochi also the Kamavah B'Tanah Afila de any Yehudi, the Af, Betanurim Shlomo Shem Kikira, Halagama Gabi Kira, Asal Akzara, Lakshen Gufa, Afila Shulcham Asal, Das Amagan Avram, Gabi Gufa, Asal Kshen Stan, Lagami Dabi Kamosha, Lachatil, we'll get to that a little bit later. Afila de Yevin, also Gambazek Shulcham Adain, Lakshi Yetzone, Mata Bedafim Begodim, Sivkot Lamadain Ainsha, Uber Sivkot Lamadches Kosa, the Kavan, Prima Gomra. The Kaimel and the Shvus Tzorach Shabbat Shor the Chatchila. Uva Davi Yove Shein Barak Shvus Tachazora. Efsha Da Meikel Bazaia Dei Ein Yehudi Ein Gar In Bo. Oops, a Shvach Haloshin. There's a guy, we shouldn't scold him. Ana Kamon Shem Shin Yud Ches Besova Mashkotza Bishar Tshuva Shein Barit Lohokal B'Davi Yove Shein Bo Morak Litno toch atana de Yehudi af de chatchila. Uve simazer mashem mikam a poskim de ein sovereign came. And the Ramah himself said, "Oh, so women become a poskim." So maybe it means that the Ramah may be talking about something which is liquid, and they're talking about something which is solid, perhaps. We come up near the last line. Sheisismoch alav the tzorach shabbos lahokol bazeh uchanal b'shei aprim begodim. Yeah. Why? Because he said before, shvus to shvus, right? Shari lechatchila. Ribbono shel olam. Shvus to shvus, shari lechatchila. Yeah. Seems as follows, Rabbi Osai. The Ramah is l'shitoso that the gzeira. The east of Shem Yechat of Chachzara is Shem Yechat the Begachol. Shem Yechat the Begacholim, Rabbi Osai, is absolutely no heter whatsoever of having a goy do it. Why not? A goy, a shvus to shvus. Why not? I'll read you a Chazanish, Simen Lamed Zayin, Sivkoton Chof Aleph. Chazanish is. From now on, before I walk into every day, the Shia the Chazanish should be on the board. Simon Labat Zayin. Every day. Because I can't budge with Chazanish. Okay? But we do it tomorrow. Tomorrow again, Shia is 10:30.
So,
what time?
Are you changing the
Derek
of looking for
Hetzer? I always look for Hetzer. Always looking for a tan, as you know. Slow. Chazanish always looks for a tan, but he can find them. Okay. He writes as follows. In Simen Lamed Zayin, Sif Katan, Yud Aleph. It's really based on what he wrote earlier in Sif Katan, Tes. But even in Yud Aleph, he refers you back to Sif Katan, Tes. I'll read you from the Sif Katan, Yud Aleph. If you get it from me, it'll be even better. We'll chazer it again.
Or a chaim
mod? Simulam azai. good. I'll just back
what page.
Page Nun Beis. Just not finding what I'm looking for yet. It's supposed to be here. Trying to find the exact quotation. It's a world famous quotation. Now that I'm looking for it, I can't find it. We'll find it. Find it. Somebody you see right through things. Yesterday. I have to guess Mechila. I saw it yesterday, but not seeing it today. I'll find it for you. Believe that in. Right, I'm not finding it. Maybe he wants to tell us where it is.
No, I think he lost the signal.
Oh, try again. Get it again. Chazanish says as follows. He says that the problem with having something on the fire, listen carefully, please, is not the action of placing it on the fire. Had it been the action of placing it on the fire, you understand very well, we have a kula of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Rather, says Chazon Ish, the prohibition is, in the wrong place, Chaf Aleph, not Yud Aleph, explains me why I can't find it. Page Nun Dalet, off by two pages. I'm sorry, Nun Dalet of an Aleph. Ah, look what he says. This is exactly what I'm going to show you. Everyone see it? Watch this. Daser amol leser kan amir lenochi. Lo dama leshvus teshvus b'mokom mitzvah de matirin shin zayin hei. Tohoko ben etzani legamri b'dovish yesh b'morok l'dasa olstrin yesh b'bishl d'oraisim. B'dovish yovish otap shal chavnos l'gabekira otocha osamach lo the aid or Easter on the Sina, if it's the action, so we're going, it makes it more calm. Elo Mitzius Matzav Ze Ostru Chachomim. The Mitzius is an Easter. Sheshor Shol Shemichata. Vakol Bechorak Zero. Im Yavet Bi Atzmo. O Ayede Nachri. Vafilhem Nachri. O Kof Chayav Lahasir. I love it, huh? Kof. Kof. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And if you have Chayav Lahasir, of course the Mishnah Berurah said Katan Yud. You put it on illicitly on Friday. You got to take it off on Shabbos. We'll see Mishnah Berurah in a second. Hochanabi hechad asu chachamim hachzara. You got to take it off. But no, say the nachi garbage and cults. Worse than a monkey. Show you that no, say mamish. Malibi adayim, malibi adayim, grumma di day. It's a difference. ובמשנה ברורה בהלכות חסה בשם האחרון נהוג לשלוח שבת אמיר לגוי היכי דריסה משום חזרה ולהאמר אין לינטוס מדעס או אוסטרין בוזה forget about it. But he wants it. I'm looking for kulas. I'm going to tell you an amazing kula, which I'm not going to pass like a lochal amais, but it's an amazing kula. I want a taina, based on what we said earlier. As the Chazanish is 1,000% right with respect to a hachzor on an open fire. If someone put a pot on an open fire against the halacha, it must be removed. Shem yechad ha-begachol. I'll go further than that. If Rabbi Natan is right, the same is true if you put it on a covered fire. Rabbi Natan holds, we saw in Tosfos Rabbi Yoshanan, the Shem yechad ha-begachol, even on a covered fire. We remove the cover, you yechad ha-begachol. But we said before, we don't pass it that way. The Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon Paskins, like the Balamor, Tosas Arush, that Shia and Achzara is Shem Yechata. But Hanocha, the covered fire, is no Shem Yechata. It's only what? Nirikim Avashel, it's a Malacha de Rabbanon. Ooh, it's a Malacha de Rabbanon. Shvus to Shvus, Malacha Mitzvah, Malacha Tzarakono. So I'm going to concede to the Chazon Ish by Achzor on an open fire. But I want to suggest Lule de Mistapina that on a covered fire it should be mutter. Not again, not every Shabbos, Chas v'chalil. No one's but Shvus to Shvus b'malchum Tzorah Golem, that's if you're stuck. I'm not discussing a case where the Chatech should do it every week. Some rabbis allow it every week. Some catering establishments allow it every week. Every week. Every week's Tzorah Golem. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Shas Atzchak Gadol, if I'm right, even though the Chazan is you can't follow. There's no coolers. That's by Achzara. By Hanacha on a covered fire, maybe there is a cooler. Can't they really? I have to tell you that this whole Yisod, Rav Shechter Shlita has it said by Rikos Gadola, this Yisod, that we don't follow the minig of allowing Shvus, the Shvus, where it's a Gzeira. Look at Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Vov, Oz Dalet. Now, maybe there are those who say that you can even do that. You know, where do we have a precedent for this? Where is there a precedent for this? Where? Where the precedent? Where? Well, where else do you find Ketuv Shvus to Shvus, the Mokam Mitzvah? You know, we had Shin Zayin, Siv Hei. Look at Shin Lamed Ches, Siv Beis. Shin Lamed Ches, Siv Beis. You're not going to believe this. I thought you dare do it. Yesh matirin lo malein the Yehudi lenagen b'klishir b'chuppas. You know, the old days, the chuppah went started Friday, went into Shabbos. You can have a Shabbat brothers with a band. Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Ches. Yis hashmos kol b'klishir en el b'drabonon zer shim etan klishir. Amir lein yudig gam lein rabbanam shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvi etz was chazav kal b'shklei shir v'shari kanal shin zayin sepei v'yesh mekom al shenogu l'achem b'zeh im lo sheichinim b'zeh v'yam shabbos lo yom alo b'shabbos klum o sheba mi'atzol l'nagal and some say, believe it or not, you can tell to go to the tagan klei shir. What are you kidding? Mishnah Berurah. Through the simplest chazan kala, odif yosim mishar sam dvar mitzvah. Why? Don't know why. I don't get it. I don't see why. Pilei ploin. But what's interesting is, so we think it's that no one holds this way. But you think about it, if you go back to Simon Shin Zion Zifei, there may be also a source that's matter even what? Even Xeris to a guy. What's the original case in Shin Zion Sifhei? Look back over there. What does it say there? What's the case? Ketan. Omer Yisrael le'ena Yehudi b'Shabbos lalos be'ilan lehavit shofel et kot kias mitzvah. O lehavit ma'am derechotzesh lo irbu lechotz ba'am mitzdair. V'yesh olshu. Now, taking the water through a chotzer, which is not a rishus ram daraisa, that's a malacha derabon that I understand very well. But the first case, climbing a tree. Rabbi said, what's wrong with climbing a tree? Anyone know?
Rip off a branch.
Right. Gzeira, he may rip off a branch. There's a binder of Gzeira. Binder of Gzeira. So there could be a distinction between one Gzeira and another Gzeira. In other words, if the guy is climbing up the branch, I'm on the floor, I can't pull up. If the guy is on the tree, I can't pull up a branch. It's wrenched up high. But when it comes to the music, which we will never allow, because what are we afraid about? The guy will play the guitar, but when the string breaks, I've broken a few in my time, the yid will fix the string. So too, when the guy will put on the pot on the fire, the yid will mechat the bigachol. Maybe the tree is different because he's climbing up the tree, I'm still on the ground, I can't pull up the branch. Otherwise, this whole system doesn't seem to work. Me, they obey. Just give me a suggestion. Yes?
Can you argue that even in the case of the instrument, it's a hacker that the guy is the one doing it, so I'm not going to come to fix it because it was him doing it, not me. Maybe that's the only one.
Maybe that's what the question is. So then she might throw me also. The guy put on the fire, not me. His instrument. Doesn't say he can't play your instrument. Doesn't say that. That just doesn't say it. Maybe you're right, but that doesn't say it. Okay, I'm just giving you this nekuda. Okay, Rabosa. Everyone with me so far? We're trying to go a little bit weiter in these very, very, very important discussions. We now come to a very important leniency. And I'm looking for leniencies all the time. But you have to be careful whether the leniencies are halacha lemaisa or not halacha lemaisa. Rabosai, please turn to the Ran. We'll see Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Turn to the Ran. The Ran. The Ran is going to be found in the third paragraph of the Sefer Shabbos. In our print. Where is it in our print? Page Nun Hey, way out there. Nun Hey. You test in the old print. If you have my print, then hey, it's the last full paragraph on the right side. V'cheinami mutol oseis al pi kederes chamin b'shabes tavshav shen etzbashav mirav shabes kol tzorko gom panadish. What's panadish? Kugel. Right? Kugel. Balaz. V'chayotze behen. L'chamimon v'av al pi shiatz al letesbo. Why? Pisha ein derech bishul b'kach. This is the Ran Lashitoso. At the Easter of Achzor is what? Nirekim Mavasha, and then Bishop Bekach. Piyafa Bishak Deir in the Sunam Ga'alo Eish. Doesn't matter, put them anyway. Hatman is also fine. Skipping the rest. Ka Kotel Raj Bazal. Okay? The Efsha, this is the Ran speaking himself. Gamke, the Masha Ein, Darko Lepos Agabikira. Go panadish, v'chayotzeba. Shemuto lechamemon b'Shabbes, agabikira or agabikisu shel barzel, kol shemitzal v'ralo. Not just kedera agabikedera as we call it. Shadava mochiach sheinam nenas ela b'shulishi ischamein. Whoa, he goes 5 steps past the Rashba. The Rashba is what we call the heter of kedera agabikedera. The Ran suggests the heter of putting kugel and any kind of a servant that you normally wouldn't cook kugel on. Just for heating it up? Wow, it goes way past the Rashba. It was me so far? So far, so good?
mean, you can put kugel on anything which it's not just on a kedir aga, but it's
not. According to the Ran, you can put kugel on any surface which would not normally use to cook kugel. Now, Bosa, having said this, let's turn back to the Mordechai. See another day. Okay. Let's turn to the Mordechai. The Mordechai, please. In the old print, it's page, beginning of Peyam and Aleph. It's Simon Tov Nun Vov. And I go to Mordechai. We'll find it, just take a minute. I told him it was very long. It's Peyam and Aleph in the old ones. In the new ones, we'll find it. Anyone have an old Mordechai?
Yeah.
Let me just see it. I'll be able to figure out where to find it over here. Thank you so much. Take me a minute. Here it is. V'hamashkin ba'boker. Starts with those words. V'hamashkin ba'boker. Here it is. It's on page Slamites, column 2, a third of the way down. Thank you. Everyone see it? It's the second one on the line. Bamashkin baboker. See the word shazen brackets? Right under that. Bamashkin baboker. You wake up in the morning. Verosh hakidicha tavshilo. Gvalt. It's burning. V'yorei shem yakdiach yoseh. Omani. Says the Mordechai. I go as Mordechai. Sheyocho lahasir ulahaniach kedera rekonis abi akira. You can remove this pot which is shown as burning. Put an empty pot or pan on the kira, v'hamale kira kigrufo k'tuma. You made a blech. Don't use the word blech. Use the word pan. Shirak kadeira so semas es akira. V'yaz yasim es akadeira shachamim ba agabe kadeira rekonis. Fine. Skipping a few lines. V'yizoher That's not called hachzar anymore. What's that called? Hanocha mitchila. Not allowed on even there is a blech. Good. Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, and he also quotes the Rav. The Rashba quoted another Rav. And the problem becomes, how do you reconcile these two? This is a problem for the ages. To the ages. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah. We'll read first Siv Gimel and we'll read Siv Hei. You know what? We'll read Siv Hei and we'll read Siv Gimel. But I go backwards. Siv Hei. Mutar lo seis al pikudei ras chamin b'shabes tavshosh in his basham mirab shabes kol tzoko kol panadish v'chayos ben l'chamamot fisha ein derech bishul b'kach. It's a verbatim quote of whom? Of the Rashba, quoted from the Ran. Look on the side, it says, Haran b'shem Rashba. Not surprising. Verbatim. Okay? Gavaldi. Yeah? Gavaldi. Let's turn back a page to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Hamashkin baboker. Again, verbatim. Hamashkin baboker. V'rosh ha'kidicha tavshilo. V'yorei panakti yachyoser. Yochol lahosir v'laniach kder yishana reikonis. Period. Frek the beer aloch on eyes in the kasha. תמניחה גם בקרקע, אין על זה שם חזרה, כשרוצה להכניחה לך כך, וכתחילה סנחה דמי, דעוס אפילה כאב עקבי בגוף וכתומו. אפילה רמו מאוד, עד הנחה בשם הזכה תחילה עושו, יהיה, ואלה? ולכאורה, סוסר המחה ברס עצמו. ויזור, סיף גמל ויזור. ולכמוד בסיף היי, את הדין הסתביר הרשבו, הוא בבייס יוסף, שם הרן, פרקירו, שכוסף בשמו שם, תמות דליטן לכתחילה בשבס, תיאב שהקדירה התחתונה עומדת על האש, כיוון שהיא מפסקת, הוא מעמד הקדיר עליה, אין דרך בשביל בכך, ועדיף המקיר הגוף הכתומו, הווי כמעמד נגד המדור, למות אף בשבס, אם היו מבושל כל צורק, או, skip the brackets, But Sosi Bidogal Miravava Shinitchak Vazay. It's not the first person who has this kasha. The Noda Biyuda has the kasha. Talk about it by the Noda Biyuda. Noda Biyuda lived a long time ago. Lived in the 18th century. Did the Noda Biyuda. Chofetz Chaim lived into the 20th century, as we know. So this kasha maybe 150 years old. 150 years old by the time he was writing his sefer, something like that, approximately. The kosav, the efshar, the machaber, somach, atzmal, svara, soran. The keva, shen panadish, darko, lefosol, gavikira, yesh lehotel, bazayin, shom. He's going on the run, not the rashma. Ah. Budoch ha-godol, the machaber, lo svir, leklau, shi, the soran, adina. As it says in the Mogad Avram, sifkon, lam, adalit. And the gros, sifhei, Tama Shulchanov, this feel like she's a Rajba on Alayin Shalom. I think that's correct. It is a Dochak. Dochak to say that who? That Maran Bet Yosef holds like the Ran. As a matter of fact, if you look at Beis Hosbi, he doesn't like the Ran. We will call not having a tour today. If we're going to bring the tour tomorrow, it'll be helpful if we don't just look on the screen. Okay? For now, we'll go to the screen. We'll see how many people have a tour tomorrow. How often is there an editorial endorsement of the Helig of Chometz Chaim? Prima Godem lived after the Dagobah Rova, before the Chometz Chaim. It's an editorial endorsement of his terrors. And if it's assumed by the whole world, this is the correct terrors. The whole Ashkenazi world. We'll see soon. Who? The Besipe. Sha'ari bi omedes al gabi kederes chamen otavshu lo nechsh yeah now he's putting words that I found in people got it lo nechshav klal ka omen al gabi kira ulachim mut avdin lechatchil b'shabbos there the pot is full mash'en kein b'dyoneiro shakdera reikonis remember the word reikonis the pot is empty the pan is empty bi omedes raglisto masakira lo yeh kokachom Nasas kakira al gedizek kishak kakira guruf uktuma diyos bidin al b'shabas tzav shal lechatchila meredet bojo would be mutter so what are the answer it's a distinction between a what and a what come on a full pot and an empty pan a full pot is mutter an empty pan is also what a fantastic answer which the Chorah is mukhrach in the Prima Gardim. Bruchach and the Mechaber. So far so good? Gevaldik Ateretz. Gevaldik Ateretz. Now I dare you to find those words in the Prima Gardim. I dare you to find it. Let's take a look at Prima Gardim. Where are we going to find it? Tell us look at Prima Gardim. Eishel Avraham Sivkot Lamed Gimel. I have this great verse, Mr. Brewer tells where everything is. It's the best. Angel Avraham, the only one the Gaon, they don't tell you, because that's why I made a mistake before, because the Gaons are not always numbered. They never tell you which number it is. So that's why I said Nunal, it was really Nun. I made a mistake. Yes, sir.
If the Ran Svara is in their official account, so is it still in their official account, even if the pen is empty for Siv Gimel?
Oh, that's a good question. Excellent question. Let's take a look at the Eishel Avraham, the Prima Gadim, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. Take a look. See what he says. Lamed Gimel, Panadish. I am Ogan Avro, Vashakosav of Machabah Kanu, Divya Ran, B'Shem Rajba. Okay? And the Rajba, he says, Negad Amadur, Misham Lamdu, Magad Mishnah, Chabez Alokadalit. Okay? This is what the Prima Gana begins. Keep going. It's a long Prima Gana. Watch this. Says, in this situation we're describing here, Chazar Mutta B'Shabbos Hagabekira Grufa Ktuma Avalita L'Chatchila, no! Simple Hanocha L'Chatchila, Moshe L'Chatchila, Nita L'Chatchila. So what happens L'Chatchila, L'Chatchila, B'Tchila is in there, you know what I'm talking about. Take it off the ground. Shemachi Bina Odom B'Yodo Lolevi K'Moshe Moshe, see, he had Lita and Moshe Hanocha, three different verbs are used with the word L'Chatchila. At least, he said three. After the dawn, in not to be a Shabbos and Nichol Gabekak after the dawn Cham, Oefsher in the Shabbos the stand of the Gamay, the Chavik Moshe the Chatchila, or Tira the Gabekir the Gufa the Chazor the Chatchila. She Moshe the Gabekideira, oh, Gabekideira she Yesh Tarshel Besocha, the Tachteo Eish, the Nose in Gabekideira Panadish Sone, Shehus in Arab Shabbos, Alpha Gab the Havi the Chatchila. And the der bishul v'lo gozer kagavna umut avlechatchila. That's if hey ubesiv gimel lahol shalagabekdei reikonish and also nata afaya shame esma leblech mikomagam kemesh reikonisi laverakikir gruf ktuva. So mikomagam lechatchila also kemesh reikonisi hakbinesh lo yitena agabi akagel mechaber. Dami Erev Shabbos Vayla Yosur, etc., etc., etc. So it's Betuv Tam. Betuv Tam. However, the Prima Gana did not say in this exchange that what the Biolacha said, what the Biolacha said in his name. What did he say in his name? He said, what? Agabekteres Kamal Tamjil, Lo Nechshav Klal Ka'om Agabekira, it's not in the Kira at all. Now it's hard to fault the Bialacha for saying that, because earlier in the Prima Gadim, he calls around the name of the Rashba, and he says, Lomdu from Nosen Odom Keneged Hamedura. He's comparing, we call Kedera Gabe Kedera, to Keneged Hamedura. If you look on the Ran, when the Ran quoted the Rashba, page Nunhei, what did he say? What did he say? You have to go a little bit earlier in the Iran to see the Hemshech. But I'm going now four lines above the Chaynami. Page Nunhe. You test, no print. Umiyu davka b'klirishin o'kenegan ha-madura aval agabe o'esh mamish osur elam ken gorof o'kotim to'asik askina li'el. Hafilu tavshin is b'stamik v'ralo oslav ziwa gabe kira shen agufa k'tuma hilkuk dav k'negan amaduru d'shari yamei b'klirishin. Okay, so you can't do achzara rabosai on a kira mamish either what k'negan amadura or klirisho or what else rabosai gorfa k'tum. Here we're discussing Havzara, not Hanukkah, Havzara. V'chein Nami, that's the word Nami. Is this the same thing? V'chein Nami. Is he saying that it's the exact same thing as Kenegan HaMadura? V'chein Nami, Muta Loses Api Kederes Chamin V'Shabbos Tavshal V'Nishbashim Ev Shabbos Kol Sogom Panadish V'Otzebehem V'Chamon Api Shias Letters Bo V'She'ein Derech Bishul Bekach. I claim that in the Ran itself, it never said at the equivalent of Kenegan HaMadura. The only way to check it out, at both sides, is to look on the Rashba. So Tamayo being in the Rashba, I don't know if it's the screen right now, maybe the Rashba says that, because that's what the, you know, we just saw that before in the, you know, where do we see this? B'Halacha. B'Halacha says, B'Havi, memory's playing tricks, we just saw a minute ago, that they learned it from Keneged HaMedura. Prima Gadim said so. In Lamed Gimel, he said, thank you. Misham Lamdu. That the whole Panadish story with the Keneged HaMedura comes from Keneged HaMedura. He says it's in Shabbos Memo Beis in the Rajma. So therefore, that seems that there is a comparison. Now, it doesn't say Beferish that way in the Ran. Although he does mention Keneged HaMedura in the previous paragraph. It is V'chei Nami. He never said that. I'm going to argue that perhaps we hold like the Rav, we hold it's not either official Bekap, we're not going to go as far as to say it's the same as Keneged HaMedura, it's not on the fire at all. And there's a reason for my, there's a method to my madness, why I want to say this. But both our last Marmukha for today, after stop at 2 o'clock, Reish Nun Ches, off the beaten path. You can learn Hilchos Shelos Dara years and years and just never see Reish. Who look at Reish Nun Ches? We know it's Reish Nun Gimel, everyone knows. Reish Nun Ches? What? Reish Nun Ches? Who looks there? Ah, middle of nowhere. Don't there's one line. One line. Mutul niach mivod yom kli sheyesh bo davar kar al gabe kidei rechama she'ein ze ketomi bedavar mosef hebel. Psilchas HaTmona. We've said that's going to be the last thing we learn. If we're lucky, the last thing we'll get to it. Reish Nun Zayin is HaTmona, Reish Nun Tes is HaTmona. There's one line in between. What with anything? So we'll see soon how this one line can shake up the whole world. The whole world can shake with this one line. Mamish. Mamish. The Bir Halacha in Reish Nun Ches, Sif Aleph, Mutter, makes the following statement. T'makdeira atachtona munachas al gabe ha'esh. What does it sound like to us? Kedeira what? No. Al gabe kedeira. Sounds eerily similar to what we just saw in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. Oz, yesh ez edin mosef hevel ade ha'esh. To the El Simon Reish Nun Zayin Sifches. V'osur afilu b'bod yom l'chasos aleim b'begodim l'mal b'shem atmona. Fine. That's not our idea. V'im ein mechase b'begodim yesh lazedin shihui. What do we call shihui? What do we call the word we use? Shihia. V'tzorach she'en adover kain is bashel g'machal ben jusoy. The das arav the elsim reish nun gimel sif aleph. Can cause the mother Avraham sif cut aleph. That prima godim. Ayin lekamam shin yidches be alocha sif lov. What did he just say over here? This is mind boggling. The way the simple reader of this be alocha is to say as follows: the case over here is that mother problem. Take away Atman. So what do you have? You have a pot on the fire. You want to put another pot on top of that pot? Says the Bialoch, yeah! That's Shehiyah. Shehiyah. It requires it should be Kamacha ben Dusom in Bodyom according to the Ramah. Shehiyah. Reboino Shalom. In Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah gave an editorial endorsement of what? Of the Prima Gadim. And what did the Prima Gadim say? If it's a empty pot, it's like a blech, Guru Ktuma. If it's a full pot, oh, that's much more lenient. Much more lenient. You can take a plenty from the fridge, cook it, and put it on top of the back there. You probably know about that cooler. Maybe it hasn't existed in your kitchen. So on top of a full pot, it's more kal than on top of a blech. Correct? You with me? Here you said the opposite. He just said the opposite. What does that mean? He's saying over here that if it is on a full pot, it has to be what? It has to be kemachol ben drusoy on a full pot. What about a blech? Keep turn back to Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. He's going to knock your socks off. In Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. Look at this. Look at this. Gotta find it first. One second, please. Things disappear on me. Oh! Page Chof Aleph Amid Beis. We read it before. We read it earlier today. We'll start with. We'll end with where we started. It says over here on the sixth line. Flohuskara gufaktuma visukasha gvava elak shehiskel ispasha flohigila macha bedrusoi. What does that mean? If it didn't reach macha bedrusoi, that's when you need a blech. But a blech helps. Ketumah helps. So ketumah helps, but a full pot, he said in Reish Nun Ches, does not help. This reminds me of Yaakov Avinu. Seek Elis Yodov. In Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel and Hay, what did he say? The Prima Gadam, he's giving an endorsement that an empty pan is a problem to put it down. A full pot is no problem. That's on Shabbos. Comes to Friday, Erev Shabbos, what did he say? If it's on an empty pan, it's mefurish in the mechaber, it's mutter. We just read. Ketumah works if it's less than machab ben dusoy. And on a full pot, he just calls in Reish Nun Ches. What does it have to be? Happy what? Machab ben dusoy. This is a mind-boggling question. Come back tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Do you get an answer? Okay. Good.